big man rakes it in, the little man coughs it up. Well, the fight keeps getting bigger, and the paycheck keeps getting small. You know the IRS ain't gonna rest till they think they've got it all. They got up on a lot of boats, but honey, I ain't one. From now on, I'm keeping my pay. They're gonna deduct nothing. Take 1040 forms and shove them. Straighten out their own damn mess. You can light me off, but I ain't giving time to the IRS.
That song's awesome. That's Me and the IRS by Johnny Paycheck. Hey, Johnny. Johnny. You play some more of that on the end of the show? All right, thanks. Welcome one, welcome all. This is the Next Step Radio Show on the Antimatter Radio Zone Network. I am your host, Jacob Appleman. If you'd like to contact me, add to the show, questions, comments, concerns, the email address, thenextstepradioshow@charter.net. Email address, thenextstepradioshow@charter.net. My website, www.infowarts.com. That's infowarts.com. I've billed the theme for this show as real solutions that real people can really achieve. I had originally planned for this broadcast to continue to lay the foundation. In episode one, I had given a biography of myself and a vision for the show. In episode two, I played for you the most recent audio documentary that I made. Those are called Suicides. It's a good deal of the content on Infowarts.com. But instead, I think I'm going to switch the topic to something specific because it's a pressing matter. So many problems that we face have a personal solution. There are things individuals can do to individually change their own situation, their own circumstance. There are, however, a few issues that are pressing that will require group participation. And I would like to explore that up front in this third episode of the Next Step Radio Show, to put the idea out, to let people hear the take I have on this particular topic, because I think it's valuable. I think it's valid. And I think we could actually make some real progress for each other with my thoughts on this topic. So we'll put off an episode or two, you know, my position on a smattering of topics. And instead today we're going to focus on the federal income tax and the IRS specifically. I'd like to start by reading a few articles that I had written that are posted at my website. We'll have links for these when the show posts. You can always email me, and I'll gladly send them directly to you. Website, infowarts.com, email address, thenextstepradioshow@charter.net. So I'm going to get straight into it. I'm going to read to you what I've written, kind of lay out my idea, and then we'll take it from there. On Monday, February 15th, 2010, I wrote an article for my website titled, Got a Sec. Hey all, if you have a spare minute, I would like to throw a bug in your ear or a seed in your idea garden. instead of giving some long detailed explanation of a problem, then posing a question, I've kind of decided to sort of lay it out in reverse. Any details of this plan, quote unquote, can be modified or amended as we pick up steam and spread this idea. Please feel free to add to this thought process or contact me as we go along. What I've done is taken parts of the Free State Project and combined it with the strategy of a money bomb to lay the groundwork for a needed national campaign. As a side note, if you're not familiar with the Free State Project, basically a group of liberty-minded individuals have, in theory, gotten together that when enough like-minded patriots all join the Free State Project, they would all then move to that state, implement libertarian ideals, and basically have a voting bloc big enough to achieve their political goals. So everybody commits to it in theory, then basically they wait until the crucial mass has been achieved, and then the implementation goes into effect. As a side note, also, they chose New Hampshire, and as their theory goes, you can get, with the small population landmass there, you know, they reckon that 100,000 participants, libertarian-minded, moving to New Hampshire at a date in the future when that 100,000 is met, you know, will all converge geographically and then start voting and amending and legislating libertarian ideals. On another side note, a money bomb is basically a donation campaign where there's a time limit. On this day, we want to raise X amount of dollars for X cause. You know, you don't have to give a minimum or a maximum. There's no 501c3 or extra paperwork or memberships. It's just a huge collection of a lot of money all at once to be used specifically for a purpose. So I've taken parts of the Free State Project and combined it with the strategy of a money bomb to lay the groundwork for this national campaign. Here's the idea. A date in the future will be selected. I randomly chose April 15th, 2011, but this is not necessary. On that date, everyone on board will fill out their W-2s, I-9s, 1040s, 1099s, whatever form your situation requires, to say exempt, no thank you, I decline, etc. Whatever you think is polite and necessary. The basic idea would be to stop all federal withholdings. Likewise, no checks or payments of any kind will be rendered to the IRS, Federal Reserve, or Department of Revenue. And as a subnote, those too timid to actually not pay, proceed as you normally would each tax season, and attach a letter. Now, whether we put our minds together for one form letter or folks wanted to write their own, basically the idea of the letter would be, you know, I voluntarily submit this year's federal income tax, but, you know, basically this is going to be the last correspondence and tax payment until a redress of grievances is formally conducted with those of us who are fitting the bill as citizens for this national debt. Now, the letter's not important. You know, if we all who were uneasy about not paying wanted to voice their concern about this being the last payment, whether that was a form letter or just generalities were agreed upon, can all be worked out as we grow this campaign and spread this idea. We have to stop them. Violence is not the answer. They, are not going to stop themselves. And in case you weren't aware, we and our progeny, future progeny, children, great-grandchildren, we're on the hook for the how many trillion dollar debt? And in case you weren't aware, there literally is not enough cash in existence to pay what is owed. I think the tax date in 2011 is far enough in the future. We can get enough people educated, awake, and activated by then to have an enormous effect. The only excuse I ever hear to us stopping this maddening debt is, they'll come after you if you don't pay. IRS is scary. Don't we have the right to not pay taxation where there is no representation? See the U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence. We should be going after them. They should be afraid of us. The truth is that we probably don't even owe this tax anyway. That is why if we had 10, 20, 30, 40, dare I dream 50 million people politely, nonviolently, saying no all at the same time and on the same day, what could they do? Hire 150 million new IRS agents to audit everyone? Where would that money come from if we didn't pay? Are they going to set up a million new courthouses to try all of those 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 million new cases that they have on that one calendar year? Do you have any idea how long that would take? The math is on our side, and unlike the feds, numbers don't lie. We have to do this together. If you aren't sure or you have concerns, let's hash them out. Nonviolence, responsibility, accountability. Yes, we will. Do you think we should have a name for this campaign? At the end here, I said spread this link far and wide. If you have ideas on how to keep tabs on how many people are willing to give this a try, let's hash that out also. Like the Free State Project, for example, has an agreed upon number, and when that number is reached, then the plan is put into action. Then at the bottom of the posting, I posted educational links for the beginner or newcomer. The documentary America from Freedom to Fascism does a pretty good job of introducing and highlighting the topic of the IRS and the federal income tax. There's a documentary called Money is Debt. Another one called The Money Masters, How International Bankers Gain Control of America. Red Beckman has a video called The 16th Amendment, The Law That Never Was. There's people like Joe Bannister and Sherry Jackson, former IRS agents who studied the subject and determined through their own research that the income tax, basically doesn't apply to, 99 plus percent of Americans. And we'll get into some more specifics of that here in a little bit. Bob Schultz has an organization called We the People. They're a tax truth movement. He has a video called What is the Right to Petition? So there's lots of background information that goes into this. And if you're completely obvious to the IRS, the federal income tax, or the tax honesty movement, that would be a fascinating topic for you to do your own individual research on instead of taking my word for it or someone else's word for it. You know, consider the opinions of lots of people, foundation members, IRS agents, authors, researchers, filmmakers, the movie America, Freedom to Fascism has lots of interviews with high level people at the IRS. So it's, there's good, solid, verifiable information out there. And if you empower yourself and do that research yourself, you will come to the knowledge that, you know, something is askew. The money situation, the fiat currency, the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor do they have any reserves, you know, could probably be at the root or the base of most of the problems we see. And we'll explore that further as we go. So this is one topic I feel that would take a group effort, because like I said, there's so many things individually with, poisonous food and fluoride in the water. There's lots of problems out there that the individual can be empowered enough to change that reality for themselves. But this particular one with the IRS and the money system, this one might take a group effort. So many folks have tried it alone, you know, in court, out of court, not going to court, writing books, making movies. That generally gets you in lots of trouble, demonized, harassed, marginalized, you know, things like that. So where I differ with most of your tax honesty crowd or the truth movement in general, they actually offer solutions to this problem on an individual basis. Get a lawyer, don't get a lawyer, declare yourself sovereign, stay out of court, go to court. You know, there's a plethora of strategies of how each individual can take on the IRS and Federal Reserve all by their lonesome, which 99.9% of the time are, you know, obviously met with disastrous results. And I have a feeling with the crowd that would gravitate towards a show like this, you're probably pretty familiar with that. But if not, if you're confused, you have questions, you need direction, I'll post the link to this part of my website, and you have a good starting point for gathering information. The next article I wrote on this topic was Wednesday, March 24th, 2010. This is titled, Got Another Sec? It starts off with the newest suicide that I made that week. And then I wrote, if you're here for the suicide, you know, scrolling down, it's posted. But if you have another moment, feel free to read this. 1 month ago, I posted a blog called Got a Sec. Several people who are milling around the pros and cons of this idea are emailing me, and I sincerely appreciate it. The response has been tremendous. Most of everyone's concerns, though, seem to be basically the same. So here I've decided to post one email and my response that typifies a lot of the feedback. I hope my reply can answer the concerns many of you may have. Thanks a million for entertaining my wild fantasy of an IRS-free world. Here's the example of the average concern. This is an email I got from a reader of the website who read the idea, and this was their concern with it. Hi there. My name is Blank, and I'm a libertarian. I don't know if you are familiar with people like Larkin Rose or Pete Hendrickson, but I found through experience that the income tax is a double-edged sword. These anti-tax guys and others are all about getting you to stop paying your income tax. Rose's 861 evidence isn't quite there. Wesley Snipes went to jail for trying that, and so did Rose and his wife. Hendrickson's Cracking the Code book is the only one I've ever found that is correct. The feds have been harassing him for years, but the Department of Justice refuses to help the IRS prosecute him because they know Hendrickson would have a very good chance of winning. Even so, the IRS is still badgering him. I'm not sure how his latest court case has turned out. Many people who buy Hendrickson's book have apparently stopped paying their income tax and have been getting full refunds of taxes paid in with the blessings of the IRS. After a fight about it, of course. Several states, 33 at last count, revenue departments all agree that Hendrickson's book is correct and issue full refunds without much quibble. Except for California. Anyway, what Rose and Hendrickson won't tell you is that if you stop paying your income tax and you do so successfully without getting prosecuted, you won't get any benefits. And people like their benefits, especially at a time like this when the economy is down. Didn't pay your taxes last year? Sorry, you can't have a federal loan to go to school with. You can't get food stamps or unemployment. No Social Security for you, old man. You can't get any of their free goodies. Only those who are independently wealthy can truly afford to stop paying their taxes at any given time. Anyone else is going to tell you to jump off a cliff because they want their free goodies in the future just in case they need them. Sorry, but that's the current sad reality in our increasingly socialist nation. Signed, blank. I wrote, Dear blank, first thing first, thanks for taking time to read through my plan. I think we can all agree that something has to be done. The current system is unsustainable and by any measure completely unfair. I am completely familiar with the individuals you named, and I have read Cracking the Code by Mr. Hendrickson. The issue does seem complicated, and I have reviewed the work of many others in the tax honesty movement. You see, everyone seems to have their own piece of what the solution is. And most of them are spot on. Here's just a few examples of these pieces. 1. The 16th Amendment wasn't fully or correctly ratified. There's a ton of information on that. Search engine. 2. Income and wages are separate creatures. Simply, if you sold your car for $1,000, you don't report that as income because though you now have $1,000 that you didn't before, you're out of said car. It was an exchange, not a gain. Income means gain. Interest payments, house appreciation, profits, lottery winnings, inheritance, etc. Wages and salary are not in the category of income because there is no gain. Same as the car sale. Even though I get a paycheck once a month for $3,000, I have not gained anything. Because conversely, I am out 200 hours of my labor. Attorney Tom Cryer prevailed 12-0 in a jury trial in Louisiana, and I have a hyperlink to his case, arguing this point. 3. The tax code is such a monstrosity that it is inapplicable to you or I. Just off the top of my head, I think that the IRS code, and we all know code's a secret, codes require code breakers, you know, it's not written to be understood. There's something like 3 or 7 million words in it. You know, it's a law that is not applicable to the average man. One, you would have to dedicate a bulk of his adult life to studying it, to understand it, to then apply it to himself. It's inapplicable, like I said, on its face because of its monstrosity. 4. Not one red cent of the income tax, as Ronald Reagan said, goes to any federal program. It goes straight to the Federal Reserve as interest payments on loans taken out for the use of our currency, which constitutionally is to be done by Congress and the Treasury interest-free. There are books worth of more information as to why the average Joe doesn't know. And as I stated, most of them are correct with their own piece, because so much of the federal income tax scheme is fraudulent that one can poke holes in multiple spots. I agree with you that they go after and convict many people on this issue, in parentheses, usually high-profile famous people, some guilty and some innocent. I think most people would agree that a federal court has an automatic bias in favor of a federal prosecutor over a federal case where their own federal funding would be in jeopardy. So their conviction rate is really irrelevant to me. Arguing any one specific point is almost fruitless, because the minutiae is so overwhelming and not meant to be understood. Most tax truthers have devised a plan for any one individual to go into their court and try and win their case. I have a slightly different approach. My idea? We cut them off completely. Stop individually squabbling, and with enough active non-participation, we could get them to crumble completely. If the IRS, quote-unquote, went out of business, their ability to stop any social welfare benefits would evaporate as well. Food stamps, unemployment benefits, and baby daddy checks are all handled by the state anyway. If the bulk of the people were allowed to keep their entire paycheck, actually the social welfare systems in each individual state would actually increase their coffers, because they and their residents can now operate without the drain of the federal system. I realize this wouldn't be popular with the dregs of society, but honestly, they aren't my concern. The hard-working people getting check-jacked every week are the ones I'm focused on. I honestly believe that when give or take approximately 30 million people refuse to pay, refuse to withhold, refuse to file forms, refuse to answer mail, refuse to answer phone calls, refuse to answer the door, this would fatally damage the IRS's scheme. And think about it, 30 million people is less than 10% of the population. We wouldn't need the welfare recipients to be on board anyway. Once the IRS is wounded, and think about this, this is the starting point. Once the IRS is wounded, illegal war funding, deficit spending, drug money laundering, fractional reserve banking, all of our real problems start to topple as well. I agree. It could be a long road. That long road could be a scary path. And I'm quite sure they will not go away without making some noise and lots of threats. But the simple fact is, they are illegitimate, and we the people need to take the power back. Fighting the system inside the system has always been a losing battle. We need to collapse and do away with the system, not fight it. We have to start somewhere. The way I see it, we have two choices now, here on this road we've traveled down so far. Self-sacrifice or human sacrifice. We may indeed have to give up our tax returns to gain the ceasement of killing innocents in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and God knows wherever else we're raining down death on indigenous innocent people from predator drones. Again, I thank you for your time and consideration. We still have time to think this through and come up with the best overall solution. With sincere appreciation, me. Now, basically, I know people are scared. I know this would be a big step. I know the IRS has sharp fangs and they snap and bite and bark. But think about it this way. A sheepdog keeps the herd together by snarling, barking, and running around. If the whole entire herd just bolted through the fence, can the sheepdog jump on, attack, and kill, and drag back into the pen every single sheep that escaped? No. Absolutely not. Can the IRS arrest and audit 10 million people this April? I'm not sure if you grip millions, billions, and trillions. You know, if they did, 1,000 court cases a day, 1,000 tax cases every single day, what would it take them, like 10,000 years to try those 1 million just from this year? Think about it. The IRS is one sheepdog, and we're a herd of 350 million. Now, obviously, not all 350 million are tax withholding adult income earning citizens of this grand old country. But even 100 million. What could the IRS do to a fraction of that? Individually, you're right. The sheepdog can run down that one sheep and freak him out and nip at him a little bit and either get him back in the pen or, you know, maybe even kill him. But the herd would be set free. Now, obviously, I'm not advocating anybody sacrifice their own life for this cause, but I'm trying to illustrate the point that as a group, we would have tremendous power in this situation. And believe me, I'm a veteran of the truth movement. This is one of those issues. I've put a ridiculous amount of time, energy, effort, research, pontification, consideration. I've listened to all sides of the story, and I'll restate this. Lots of the broadcasters and activists in the tax honesty movement are correct, and they go to jail because they try and tackle and run away from the sheepdog all by themselves. If we as a herd bolt out of this pen together, worst case scenario, a few of us get injured, hypothetically. Best case scenario, the whole herd is set free. What's more beautiful than that? And again, this is step one in an amazing journey. Imagine if the IRS crumbled. Seriously, think about it. What do we all rail against? Illegal war, you know, the phony campaign contributions, you know, fractional reserve banking. This inflation, the rigged stock market, this is at the base of all of those problems. And if we could knock a large hole in the base of a lot of these problems, how long until that whole tower of issues just fell straight to the ground and shattered into 1,000 pieces? Think about it. I'm not demanding any loyalty or, you know, I'm not demanding you agree with me right away. What I'm saying is think about it. This is one of those issues, if we all had a like mind and put all of our energy in the same direction, it would be scary. The day we picked and you went to your employer and filled out your forms exempt or no thank you or whatever. Yeah, that would take some courage, wouldn't it? you break you out of your comfort zone. Somebody might call you weird. But think of the benefit and the payoff to humanity and your children and the next generation. The immediate solutions that would then just pour all over each one of us. You know, would they kick and scream and devote a whole evening newscast to the 12 people they rounded up and they're going to tax jail? Yeah, they would. You know, would those people spend very long in jail? No. You know, it's the fear game. It's the sheepdog. The sheepdog uses fear to control the herd. If the herd would realize that, the sheepdog's outnumbered. In reality, the sheepdog should be terrified of 750 million hooves that could trample him immediately. But sheep don't bark, and sheep don't have sharp teeth. And, you know, that's how that goes. I wrote another article that's not specifically tax-related, but it involves the same mindset, the same kind of thinking that goes into the idea I laid out for the IRS. I wrote this on Monday, May 3rd, 2010, titled Flashback. Things are getting nutty. It's almost like they are trying to provoke us into an armed and violent revolution of some kind. We all know things have got to change. Protests are sweet, but let's face it, completely ineffective. The paradigm they have set up, you politically agree and join them, or you spend your energy rebelling against them. Joining them or fighting them, either choice gives them your time and energy. So what if we didn't play the game? In massively large numbers. Storming DC would only get that mob incinerated before it could get close to these criminals. Massive non-participation is the only way I see this playing out in our benefit. You know, we could hope for a USSR-style crumbling, but I'm not entirely sure the Russians are any better off before or after the whole wall thing. We need these megaliths to evaporate, not change their facade. Anyway, I'm close to rambling. The point is, they are throwing so much at us. We are always reacting to them and what they've thrown at us. We need to change our way of thinking. We need to reverse that. We need to be on the nonviolent political offensive. My IRS plan, for example. We need to take our power back. Think about it. I know the IRS has guns and agents and handcuffs and arrest of powers. But how have they gotten your tax money from you? By physical threats? Did they come take that power, that labor, that energy, that money? Did they come and take it from you? No. They used a barking sheepdog and you willingly volunteered it. They've never directly threatened me or anyone I know. It's this overt, implied threat that if you don't comply, they'll get nasty. But what if we called their bluff? Since this is a solutions-based show, think about these ideas too. They're not specifically tax-related. But it goes along the lines of thinking about how we can be politically on the offense instead of, oh my God, they passed an unconstitutional law. Now we need to vote 25 XYZ party candidates in office to have them repeal it. You know, we're always reacting to them. We need to think about turning that around And here's a few more examples along those lines of a mindset change. You know, when we talk about change and solutions, ultimately, they all boil down to changing your own life. These bigger issues that would require teamwork, that change boils down to you personally in the way you think about it. Here's some examples. Those illegal border checkpoints that aren't on the border, Pastor Steven Anderson, if you're not familiar, checkpointusa.org, if you're not familiar, search engine that stuff. We need to organize a team of at least 500 motorists in shifts or one parade, it wouldn't matter. Take a Saturday, a Monday, a Tuesday, every day of the week if you want. Go drive through all these. And when all 500 people, heck, make it 700, make it 1,000. I don't know, maybe 150 would work. Get a huge parade of people to drive through these illegal border checkpoints that aren't on the border. And all in the motorcade parade agree that they will refuse an illegal search. Is the first guy going to get tased and handcuffed? Maybe, maybe not. But when the next 499 don't flinch, remember, tasers are battery operated. Those barbs will only shoot 15 or 16 feet. How many checkpoints would these 150 to 700 motorists have to drive through over and over and over and over until the border patrol packed up and, I don't know, went down to the border? Here's another example. And now when I wrote this, and this refers to body scanners, they were only implementing them on international flights. But, yeah, that's a minor point. We need to find the cheapest international flights, get a truth squad to book every single seat, and every single person refuses the body scanner. And every person on the flight could have, I don't know, boyfriend, girlfriend, friend, roommate, be in the waiting area with a camera and just film the the TSA. Yeah, they have tasers and handcuffs too. 240 people, paying customers with tickets ready to go, all refusing the body scanner. How many of those flights would it take before the airport and or the paying customers took the body scanner outside and, like that famous scene in Office Space, just got some baseball bats? You know, I don't think it's technically violent if you beat the crap out of a machine. Here's another idea. We Are Change. Brilliant organization. The fact that it's not an organization is one of their finest points. You know, citizen media, and we'll get into that in future shows. Everybody wants to cry about, you know, Fox News and CNN. Well, you know, turn them off and let's go film these politicians ourselves. Ask them questions that, Robert Gibbs, is that turd's name? Here's the idea. What if we got all of the We Are Change chapters to have a coordinated, ask your local representative about 9/11 on camera day? Now, whether you ask them about Building 7 or proof of an actual airplane hitting the Pentagon, you know, the question doesn't really matter. But let's get these scoundrels on camera all on the same day, you know, because they're pretty good about, you know, networking themselves there in the District of Criminals or your local capital or how. Just an idea. If all the We Are Change chapters on the same day had an Ask Your Representative About 9/11 on camera day, That'd make a YouTube extravaganza, wouldn't it? Here's another idea. Red light cameras. It's a minor tyrannical deal. You know, revenue generation. Not ultimately urgent, but think about this. Organize a spotlight day. We're going to spotlight the red light camera issue, where literally hundreds of volunteers shine spotlights in them. Peaceful, nonviolent, and extremely effective because, I don't know, a couple dozen people shining a spotlight in a red light camera would render it ineffective. Banner hangs, I actually think, are awesome ideas. But here's where my take is a little different than the prevailing wisdom. Let's have banner hangs with truth statements that are undebunkable. For example, Google Building 7. Or, no one has ever gone to jail for sales tax evasion. Or, the Federal Reserve is not federal and they have no reserves. Things like that. Think of statements that get people thinking and don't plug individual people or individual websites or specific documentaries. Spur the quasi-awake into actively finding out this information. You know, there's a half dozen ideas that I have. You know, the topics aren't specific, and I hope those conveyed the overall idea that I have, where we need to take the power back into our own hands. You know, these things are achievable. We can chip at them one at a time. You know, we're not going to right the ship instantly and immediately, but we could take huge strides first by changing the way we see the problem. Second, by realizing that, you know, all problems are solvable, or they wouldn't be problems. They would be something else. And last but not least, here's another article I wrote on Wednesday, May 26, 2010, that again doesn't specifically address the IRS or my IRS plan, but it's still, I think, a little more fuel for the bigger picture of the changing the way we think about things. This one's titled, Serious Question. How long did the colonists argue with, gripe about, protest against, write letters to, sue in court, the King of England before they said, forget it, we're just going to start our own game? Is it time to stop wasting energy and effort with this government and start a new one? Has anyone noticed the loopholes that are in the Constitution yet? Would it be possible to keep the Bill of Rights, the Magna Carta, and draft a new Constitution that closes the loopholes and clearly defines the limits of any government, Congress, the President, the judges? You see, because the judges, Congress, critters, and the president are beyond corrupt, and we somehow seem to think that we can still convince them to play fair. I feel we need to redirect our efforts into building something new. We are at a fork in the road. Do we choose self-sacrifice or human sacrifice? Finally, let's throw in this bonus article. This one's related to both the way we think and also the tax issue. I wrote this Friday, April 9th, 2010. It's called Thought for the Day. This pertains to your own specific pay period, whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, etc. Imagine if they took out all of the sales tax you would spend in that pay period. What if they took that just right out of your check? Imagine if they took all of your property tax out of your check. imagine if they took all of the license, renewal, inspection, gas tax right out of your check. Imagine if they took sin, alcohol, tobacco, taxes out of your check. Imagine if they took gasoline tax out of your check. Go look at your phone, electric, and gas bills. Imagine all of those taxes taken directly out of your check. All of that mentioned is not taken out of your check because this is a free country. And you don't have to pay taxes for things which you don't wish to participate. The fact that the federal income tax and Social Security taxes are taken out of your check should give you a clue as to their legitimacy. In jolly old England, the king slash queen owns everything. It's all private property and it all belongs to Sir Highness. You needed permission and had to pay for everything because the king owned it. Our forefathers wanted to republic this land. It's a free country. Public, and you can pay if you want to play. Ride a horse, grow your own food, grow your own tobacco, brew your own beer, use a payphone, carry your pigeon, get a wood stove, solar panels, build your own house. You scared they're going to jail you for evading property tax? If you ride a horse, bike, or scooter, worried about going to jail for avoiding gas tax? Are you some kind of license plate evader? You make your own energy and heat your own home? Are you anti-government or something? On your next day off, stay at home for a whole entire day. Just relax. Take a nap. Don't go anywhere and don't do anything. Are you nervous they will get you for sales tax evasion? Think of how ridiculous we've become. Think about how tyrannical they've become. I want to thank everybody for joining us today on this third episode of the Next Step Radio Show. I don't have all the answers. I have a few, and I think I can see the direction that would benefit both the individual and the collective. We'll get the links posted to the articles I read. Mill over the ideas. Talk about them with others. If you have a truther in your life or other patriots or like-minded individuals, you know, bring this up in conversation. The most immediate and far-reaching issue we could tackle that would require teamwork is the income tax in the Federal Reserve. And as scary as it might seem at first, the benefits would far outweigh the costs. And I think with enough people all together on the same day refusing to play the system, what are they going to do? Before we end the show, I'd also like to apologize to our digital guest this evening. I had waiting in the queue, Chris Rock does a good bit on paying taxes. David Icke was going to speak to you about changing the way you think. I had a few of the tax, truth, movement, honesty crowd ready to drop some knowledge on you. We ran out of time, though, and my apologies to our digital guests, but there will be plenty more radio shows like this one to come. The email address, thenextstepradioshow@charter.net. That is thenextstepradioshow@charter.net. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Visit antimatterradionetwork.com. Give a look and listen to the other hosts and shows. We're going to do some neat things. Thanks again to Jeff Grupp and everybody for listening. See you at episode number 4.
Can to keep my arm around my woman with Uncle Sam's hand in my pants. If I can't pay the fiddler, how the hell am I gonna dance? Don't mind kicking in my fair share. I might even back up and say yes. But the big man plays while the little man pays. So to hell with all this. They got the bluff on. I ain't one. From now on, keep up my pay. Don't get up nothing. Take the 10-4 and shove them. Run where the sun don't shine. You can drive me on, cause I ain't giving a dime to the IRA. You can drive me on, cause I ain't giving a dime to the IRA.